The Salvation Army's annual Red Kettle Drive is wrapping up. The fundraising campaign comes to a close on Christmas Eve, and Salvation Army officials are hoping for a big finish to meet their goals for this year. Adorned in Salvation Army's iconic red aprons, bell ringers have been posted at local retail outlets across the region for the better part of the last couple of months. On this Monday, with just one full day to go, bell ringer Joseph James is greeting last-minute shoppers at the Walmart at 9th and Creighton in Pensacola.
It's starting to pick up a little bit now. Yeah, the closer it gets to Christmas, the more, I guess, generous people are getting. Y'all have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Enjoy your day.
Thank you.
Among those individuals making a contribution on their way out of the store are Don Suarez and Pris Bonelli, with both saying they're happy to do it.
Well, it's just a great cause. The money, a large percentage of it goes to the causes they support. They have a lot of dedicated volunteers that are always here ringing the bells at the various stores around town, so I never pass the kettle.
Well, I try every year when I come up here to shop, and every time I come up here shopping to put something in, if I have extra change left over, I try to give the biggest bill I have. I mean, I don't need it. It's just me and my friend, and I have a big family, but we have everything we need. So I try to help out as much as I can.
Christmas Eve, by far, is usually the best day.
Captain Bob Cornett is commanding officer for Salvation Army of Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
That's when everybody's in the mood. They're thinking about it. In most cases, people are done shopping. They've done what they needed to do, what they wanted to do, and they have a little bit extra change, and they figure out they got a little left over, and they'll put it in the buckets.
Captain Cornett is hoping that enough people will be in the mood for giving in these final hours to help meet this year's goal of $300,000. That's about one-fifth of their annual operating budget of $1.7 million. As of midday on this Monday, December 23rd, they were about $37,000 short. Meantime, the campaign in the Okaloosa-Walton area had raised about $148,000 of their $175,000 goal as of early afternoon. Lieutenant Chris Welch, who heads the Fort Walton Beach Corps, says the holiday fundraising effort goes a long way toward helping families at Christmas and for many months after.
When you donate to the Red Kettle, we're not just raising money, we're really raising hope for families in need. There are folks who are able to stay in their homes and keep food on the table, keep the lights on, because of the gifts that are given in the Red Kettle. And that's all year round, 365 days. It's not just Christmas time. So we are very grateful for the many gifts that are given to the Red Kettle.
In Okaloosa-Walton, the Red Kettle Drive also helps to fund a food pantry and soup kitchen in Crestview. In the Escarosa area, the campaign helps support an emergency shelter for men and women and a community center that provides organized athletic programs for youth. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.